Good morning and praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. What a wonderful morning, right? Sunday morning as we gathered in this church to worship our Savior in spirit and truth. As we just partake from the table, once we were wretched sinners, you know, nobody was able to help us. But our God sent His only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, to this earth. And He suffered all humiliation in order to save us from our unrighteousness and sinfulness. What a blessed people are we. Amen. And thank you so much for inviting us to be here as part of this church. And when I was traveling from Scarborough this morning, I was thanking God for the great blessings that He's showering upon our life. I never thought that I can come to His presence. It is not my merit, but He saved me. It is nothing on me. As a Sunday morning, I was sitting there and thanking my God because He saved me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much for the invitation once again for all the elders and the deacons. As for many years, as Bill told, this church is supporting a Christian salvage mission. Our mission's head office in Hamilton. And today I would like to let you know what is happening with our mission in Hamilton. So before going to deep about that details, I would like to show you a small slideshow. So please.
Come to
This is a small glimpse of what is happening there at our Hamilton and what we do. And thank you so much for listening to that slideshow. Before starting, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Philipson Philip. I was born and brought up in India. In 2011, after my education back in India, I came to Canada. And from that time onwards, I live in Scarborough. I was doing this same ministry, that collecting literature and giving gospel tracts in India from the age of 10. So after coming here, I was able to connect with the Christian Salvage Mission, and I was volunteering with them for last 7 years. Right now, I am serving as a president of Christian Salvage Mission, going to different churches, giving updates about what we do in Christian Salvage Mission. Today morning, I am here with my wife, Rebecca, and we have a daughter. She's going to turn 1 year next week. Her name is Laura Becca Philip. And whenever you remember us, pray for us and our ministry, CSM Canada. As you saw here in this slideshow, CSM Canada started in 1994, and its founders was Pastor Redinger and the late his wife, Dorothy. They were pastors for many years in different parts of Canada. After retirement, they were so sad because many Bibles, many books, many commentaries, many Christian resources getting dust in the shelves of many libraries. They were so saddened to see that. And he prayed to God, "What can I do with these books?" And God showed him a vision that many third world countries like India, Pakistan, Philippines, many African countries, many pastors, they don't have resource materials like study Bibles, like concordances, dictionaries that we have here in North America. So he started this ministry by collecting these materials in his garage in Beamsville. And he started that, and he started to send small boxes to different Bible colleges, to different churches in many countries. That's at the beginning. Then last 25 years, it had grown from his garage to a rented building, and in 2008, we got a big warehouse in Hamilton. There it is happening, the function is happening there in Hamilton there. What we do there is we collect Christian resources, like any Christian books. Mainly we collect Bibles, commentaries, theological books that is benefit to help the pastors in third world countries. I studied in India. When I was studying in a Bible college in the city called Hosur, Bangalore, I have Bible, and we have a small library in our Bible college. But after the graduation, I was thinking that I don't have a study Bible or a commentary to refer what I'm going to preach in the Sunday morning. I was so saddened because I know that experience that I did. That is happening in many countries. Pastors are there, believers are there. Even every week, they have Bible studies and all kind of things. But they don't have a material to look. As I saw a very good library here in this church. But they don't have such kind of materials. So we collect from different churches, from different individuals, all these materials. And we, many area coordinators, many individuals, as Bill told, once it is full here, they will go to Hamilton, to our warehouse, and they give these materials there. And our volunteers in our warehouse, they pack these materials in banana boxes. As you saw here in this in the slideshow, in one 20-foot container, there are 591 banana boxes of Bibles and books. That's what we send to different countries. Last week, last Thursday, we were able to send one 20-foot container to India to a Bible college. In there, it will reach there, they will distribute these books and Bibles to different Bible colleges, and they can set up a library there. That is what we do in Christian Salvation Mission. Here in Canada, we have many volunteers, many transporters. Everybody is volunteering. We have one office administrator. She is getting paid. All the donations, everything is for sending the materials, for shipping cost, for our warehouse expenses. Nobody is getting any salary. And when we send a sea container, for example, last year we were able to send a container to Myanmar. Myanmar is a Buddhist country. It's a neighboring country of India. There is a Baptist Bible college there, and they were praying for a container of books for 10 years. They went to the government of Myanmar to get a permission to clear the container of Christian books. For many years, government did not give them permission. They were praying and praying. At last, in 2015, they got the permission to clear a container, and the Bible college was there for more than 30 years, and they didn't have a library. And they sent a request to Christian Salvation Mission, and there is a church supporting them in from London. They approached us, and we sent a container there last year. And it took 4 months to reach that container from Hamilton to that country, Myanmar. And they received that container, and right now, last November, I was able to visit that country, and they had a very good library there. Very wonderful. That's one of the biggest library in the country of Myanmar now. That's a Baptist Bible college. They prayed for 10 years to get materials, but God answered their prayers at the right time, and they found that there's a mission here, and we collect these materials to equip that kind of Bible colleges and seminaries in different countries. And another thing that you show, that are the canceled stamps. We collect cans because we throw stamps, right? Canceled stamps. We collect those canceled stamps. And last year, our volunteers trimmed that canceled stamps, and we got around $3,000. That's the cost of a shipment to India. So if you have canceled stamps, if you have books, if you have any kind of Christian literature is with you that you are not using, please, there is a drop box there. You can drop to that box, and our volunteers or pastor, they will give us to Hamilton, and it will benefit somebody in and around the world. Just we are donating a Bible, but it will use somebody in India or somebody in Nigeria. Right now, many countries, you know that Christians are persecuting everywhere. All over the world, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is coming soon at any time. If you can do something for that, to give a small literature to somebody, if you have that in your house, you can donate to that box, and we will send to that place, because God helped us, God enabled us to be here, because we have a duty. So we should do that ministry in the coming days. And many of the churches like this, many individuals like you people are helping us for donating these materials, for giving us funds to send these materials. And we really appreciate your prayers and your support that you did in the past years. May God richly bless you. If you have any doubts, you can ask, because our time is almost 11:45. I would like to share from the God's Word too. And we have a brochure outside. I put in the foyer. You can take that brochure. The details are clearly mentioned in that brochure. And if you have any doubts about this brochure or the ministry, you can personally ask me. I'll be here after 12. So thank you so much once again giving me this opportunity to share about the Christian Salvage Mission Ministry and your prayers. Sunday morning, I would like to turn your attention to Bible, because we gathered here to listen from the Word of God, not about a ministry. The importance is for Word of God. In Old Testament, we can see Israelites celebrated God's word. What is the importance of God's word in the Bible? So please turn with me to book of Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 8. Book of Nehemiah and chapter 8, please. In the book of Nehemiah, there are 13 chapters. I think most of you know the background of the book of Nehemiah. The Jerusalem wall was broken for many years, but God heard their prayer, and Nehemiah was able to go there, and he was able to construct the wall. That we can see till chapter 7. The construction of wall is finished. But when we come to chapter 8, what the Israelites did, how they thanked God by God's word. That's what we can see in chapter 8. Till chapter 7, when we read that the wall was broken and nobody was able to build us, but God brought Nehemiah there, and there are many threatened were there. Nobody was able to construct that, but God intervened there, and they constructed that huge wall in and around the city of Jerusalem. And in chapter 8, they came back to God. Please read with me verse 1. There we can see that, "Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate. And they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel." Israel people thought that they can't finish the construction of wall. But God helped them to finish that wall, and they came back to the presence of God to thank him. And they told the scribe Ezra, "Oh Ezra, please bring back the book of law so that we can hear from the word of God." There we can see their desire to God's word. How much desire Israel people had for God's word. After completing that task, do you know, when we study in schools or college, or different works in our workplace, we'll get many tasks to complete. Some tasks will be very hard to complete. We are not able to complete. But that time we'll pray to God, "Oh God, help me to complete this task or this assignment or a project. Oh God, help me." So God helped us, and right after, what we'll do? We'll forget about God, and we'll do whatever we want. And after a couple of years, again we'll get a project. Again we'll go to God. "Oh God, help me. I have a project. I am not able to do this. Help me." Then again, God will help us. But what Word of God says, what the Israel people did, they can't do that task, that Jerusalem wall, but God helped them. This is a perfect example for us. After the completion of wall, their desire for God's word. See that verse 1 to 5. And verse 2, that so the Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. They were there. And look at the third word. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. If you If you can show that verse, it will be good. Can you show that? Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 3. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 3. There we can see that all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Today, as we gathered here to worship our Savior, how many of you are listening to the word of God? Look, the Israel people, the verse 3 mentioned, when Ezra started reading the word of God, they were attentive to the book of the law. They were giving keen attention what the pastor is going to read from the word of God. Look at their desire for God's word, their longing to understand the word of God. When we go forward in verse 4 and 5, there we can see the respect for God's word. Look at that verse 5. When Ezra opened the book in the sight of all people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. Look at their reverence. When the scribe and when the priest Ezra opened that book, they respected God's word, and all the people stood up. That's what the respect for their God's word. In these 5 verses, we can see their desire for God's word. And going forward, verse 6-9, there we can see they heard the word of God and how they responded. Verses 6-9. In this verse 8, it mentioned like this: so they read distinctively from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. And in verse 7, it's mentioned like this: Ezra, the Levites, helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. And in verse 6, it clearly mentioned, please listen carefully, when Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, then all the people answered, "Amen, amen," lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Look at the response. In the first 5 verses, we saw that their desire. And in the next 5 verses, we can see their response. How they responded to God's word. They lift their hands and they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord. How much importance are we giving to the word of God? We have in our houses many different translations of Bibles. Are we taking time to read our word of God? Are we spending the time, the exact time for the word of God? Here in Bible we read how much Israel people were glad, their desire, their response. And going forward, verse 10 to 12, there we can see they rejoice in God's word. They had a desire, they had a response. Then we can see they rejoiced in God's word. Verse 10 to 12. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Verse 11. Be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink. When the Ezra explained the word of God to them, they understood that they were sinners. They were doing sins. That time, the Israel people cried to the Lord. But Ezra told that, Nehemiah and Ezra told to them that this day is not for crying, not for weeping. Here is mentioned that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And they started rejoicing in God's word. They had a desire, they had a response, and they started rejoicing in God's word. My dear believers, let me ask you, today we have this word of God with us. When Israel people was hearing from the word of God, the book of law, they never had these 66 books with them. But today, in our hands, in our cell phones, we have Bibles. Are we taking time to read that? Are we spending a valuable time to sit in the presence of God? And are we reading from the word of God? Many will read the word of God. Are we spending that we read a small portion and sitting in the presence of God? Are we meditating the word of God? Are we really taking time? Because we are in this North America. We have all kind of freedom. You know, in China, they can't carry Bible. In northern parts of India, as Sunday morning, they can't go to church and worship. The Hindu fanatics will come and beat them. They are gathering in small houses underground, and they are singing very slowly. Because if the people here in the northern part, like Rajasthan, Jaipur, or any part, they will be persecuted. We are getting so much freedom in this North America. Are we taking that freedom lightly? We should praise God. We should give them hallelujah, all glory to God. We should take that time very seriously, because today we have this book fully with the 66 books. We have a number of versions. If you are not able to understand King James, we have New Living Translation. We have NIV, Simple English. We should spend time to God. That's what here. Look, Israel people was not able to do anything, but God brought Nehemiah to the midst of them, and they were able to finish that building, finish that construction of wall. And in verses from 14 to 17, we can see that how they obeyed the word of God. You can read that when you go to home. They obeyed the word of God, they learned from word of God, and in last verse, in 18, there we can see they celebrated God's word. We should obey the God's word. We should all obey God's. We should give the importance for God's word. My dear beloved, let me ask you, who should obey God's word? Who should obey God's word? Everybody, everyone should obey God's word. Why? Because all believers are entitled to obey God's word. When should we obey God's word? When should we obey God's word? Immediately. Immediately when we hear the word of God, if the pastor preaches from here, he's saying something from the word of God, immediately we should obey God's word. And where should we obey God's word? Do we have a particular place to obey God's word? We should obey God's word everywhere. Wherever we go, at our church, in schools, at our house, at our workplace, we should obey God's word. And the fourth question, why should we obey God's word? Why should we obey God's word? Why? We should obey God's word because the Bible is inspired word of God. In New Testament, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, it says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. True word of God. Because Bible is an inspired word of God. So we should obey that word of God. And lastly, how should we obey God's word? In which way? How should we obey God's word? Like a sad face? Oh, this is word of God, so we should obey that? Not. We should obey God's word joyfully. We should obey God's word joyfully. That's what we read in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In the coming days, may God help us to obey God's word, to give more desire for God's word, to spend more time in God's word. This is the only book that we have. We don't have anything else. Because if you're traveling, if you don't have a Bible, now there are many apps. Just type in Google about Bible. We'll get the Bible. We have a lot of opportunities. In that time, when this book of Nehemiah written, they had nothing. They had no technology. But they told their pastor, their priest, Ezra, "Oh, Ezra, bring back the book, the word of God, so we can able to hear that." My dear beloved, today we have all kind of opportunities. Please use that opportunity. Give importance to word of God, and God will richly bless you. And he will lead you. May his name alone be glorified. Amen.